5. Good morning, Karen.
Yeah, hi, it's Karen on line 5.
No kidding.
Hi.
How you doing, Karen? Happy New Year.
Listen, your program is really fabulous. It's really helping me do what I want to do on this planet.
Thank you.
I'm in a 12-step program. The reason I've called you is because I wanted to talk about my 12-step program, but this man that called before, he was talking about parents and all
right,
that.
Right.
I have a question.
Okay.
Forgetting the question, original question I wanted to talk about, letting my higher power do this for me.
Very wise.
Well, let's stop right now and let's not separate you into
higher and lower.
Okay. Okay, got it. Oh,
all right.
Well, wait a minute.
That's your power.
My power.
It's your power. Yeah.
I got it. Okay, so here's the question. I love my mother. I used to worship my mother, and I still do because she's my mother. No matter what she is, she's my mother. That's what she taught me. But that's cool. So my question is, I have a very negative, very, very negative. I mean, she comes big time negative. She's from a negative force. God only knows.
And, sounds like my mother.
And I'm afraid. And I, as much as I love her, I don't want to. If I live to be 86 and she's 86. I don't want to be like her because she's so depressed and lonely. She's so unhappy, and she's one of the brightest women I know. And my question is, am I going to be like that because I chose her? Is this...
Well, let us say not judge her now, because if you look at her with love, without judgment now, and respect her to be herself, then you don't have to repeat that. You finish with it.
Okay.
But you were just like her. That's how you're able to see her.
I was like her?
Yeah.
How could you recognize it?
Oh,
how do you recognize the illusion you see?
You know what? I'm still like that.
Absolutely.
Hey! Isn't that what I just told the gentleman that called?
I don't like that.
Love yourself.
But love the fact that you were able, through the understanding, through wisdom, to see yourself.
Okay, now my question.
And remember also, though, that, you know, that's you. And if you say you love yourself, then you need to do that.
Okay.
And not just intellectually.
Okay.
If you realize that your mother and you are one.
Okay, I don't like her physical body. And my physical body is like hers. I am 55, and in my life, I have led a very questionable life. I have done a lot of things searching out. In my search, I have done a lot of things that have brought me a lot of unease, a disease, no serenity, no peace, physical ailments, you know, manufactured, my disease manufactured on my physical ailments, and that's brought me to where I am today. And so I thank those, that grief and that disease, for bringing me where I am today so I can see my way out of it. And
right.
My question is, I'm in a 12-step program, and I don't know if you know anything about the 12 steps, but...
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's getting in touch. It's a good program.
Mm-hmm.
And I am in the process of getting rid of, giving away to another human being all my defects, my character defects.
You don't have any.
Okay. Well, then why am I so unhappy? And why am I not in any relationships?
You have looked at yourself and judged yourself.
Mm-hmm. Simple as
that. Someone told you you weren't perfect.
Right.
That's right.
And then you believe them.
Mm-hmm. You bought into their illusion. You bought into their movie. And now you're playing a major role in someone else's movie. You need to just, you know, write yourself out of the script.
Hmm.
Okay?
Well, that's real hard to do because...
No, it's not. No, it's not. If everyone is their own Spike Lee.
Their own what?
Spike Lee. You know, Spike Lee. Yeah, he just wrote the movie Malcolm X.
Yeah.
Yeah, we write the script, we direct it, we produce it,
yeah.
We act in it,
yeah.
And we distribute the film. So you can pull yourself out of the script any moment you choose to. And if you're in the script, it's only because you need the wisdom of the lesson that you're going through right now.
And
So just stop judging yourself.
It's really hurting. I have no men in my life, not one.
But
you judge them all.
You judge all the men, and that's a choice.
I don't want to do it anymore.
Well, then stop.
Just stop?
Of course.
And
you have the power.
How do I get men to be attracted to me?
See yourself as an attractive person.
As sexy.
Aren't you sexy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See yourself that way.
That's what's gotten me into trouble.
Well, then.
You said it's trouble.
You judged it, so now you have none.
Why is it trouble?
It was because I did a lot of things that I'm not happy about.
Well, that's because you judge yourself again. Why couldn't you be happy about them?
Well, I guess if I really got into it and I got into the reincarnation scenario, I could be.
Well, of course.
You got caught up in the polarity of judging yourself for being sexy and getting yourself, as you call it, into trouble, and now you have none.
Let's put it this way.
You got the reverse of the judgment.
Let's put it this way. Each of us are in search of our soulmate.
Okay.
All right?
Got it.
And that was when you were a one cell and you split.
Mm-hmm.
And you became two. That soulmate is what you are in search of.
Right.
However number of people you need to experience to find that is just a journey.
That's all.
Not a good one or a bad one.
How do I bring them about? I want to bring them in my life. I want to bring them forward.
Well, it's you. You have to realize that it's you. It's not the person outside of you that you're looking for. It's you. So once you stop judging yourself, you will clear the energy around you so that person, whoever it is, will come.
Will show up.
Exactly.
I got it.
You're creating it.
You know
okay?
what? I want to tell you something.
Yeah.
I don't know how much of a challenge this is. I wanted to call you and say, now listen, I don't like when you said this, this, and this, but I can't do that because I really like everything you say at this point in time. This show, your program, has changed my whole Sunday outlook on life. I mean, like, I die from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. I don't talk to anybody. I don't want to be bothered with anybody. This is it for me. And y'all are great.
Thank you.
We love you, too. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Okay.